You will find that hundreds of books have been written about Reiki, and there are thousands and thousands of websites dedicated to the subject. It is very likely that the more you read, the more confused you'll become, because Reiki is being presented to the world in lots of different ways. In the public's mind, Reiki is seen as a form of hands-on healing, maybe like spiritual healing or faith healing. People will think that it is something to do with chakras or crystals or spirit guides or angels. We have Western-style Reiki and more Japanese-style Reiki. We have traditional Reiki, which actually means Western-style Reiki, and brand new copyrighted versions of Reiki. We have Tibetan Reiki, Karuna Reiki, Rainbow Reiki, Shamanic Reiki, and there are endless variations on what Reiki is and where it comes from. So what I want to try and do is to cut through some of this confusion by describing simply what Reiki was, what Reiki is, and what Reiki isn't. Now, the system that was established by Reiki's founder, Mikao Usui, in the 1910s and 1920s in Japan, was a simple spiritual path and self-healing system that might occasionally have been used to treat other people. The system wasn't called Reiki, it didn't involve the use of symbols, and the focus was very much on working on yourself, dedicating yourself to working with energy, following some simple principles to live by, and working with meditations. And by doing this, over time, you would further your spiritual development and further your self-healing. But the Reiki that is generally taught in the West is presented to the world as a sort of complementary therapy. So people practice reflexology, they practice Indian head massage, and they practice Reiki. You go to a Reiki practitioner, and you receive a treatment. So over the years, the emphasis within the system seems to have shifted away from working on yourself towards working on other people. The Western Reiki has always retained some degree of emphasis on self-treatment. So Reiki is a way of using energy to produce benefits for yourself. You benefit from Reiki by carrying out meditations, visualizations, energy exercises, by following a series of simple rules to live by, and by treating yourself. So there could be seen to be some similarities between Reiki and things like Tai Chi or Qigong or Yoga, where again you are following meditative practices that involve focusing and circulating energy to promote health and other benefits. But what makes Reiki distinctive and different from these practices is that when you practice Reiki, you can do so because you've received a spiritual empowerment from your Reiki teacher, which allows you to notice and strongly experience the flow of energy within you, and which allows you to call upon and channel an unlimited source of energy, rather than just basically working with your own personal energy reserves. You can share the benefits of Reiki by treating other people. And when you do this, you rest your hands on the other person and allow the energy to flow into them. And the energy that you're dealing with, the energy that you're channeling, is not your own personal reserve of energy, but an unlimited source of energy that is drawn through you into the recipient. But what is this energy? Well, many Oriental cultures base their traditional practices on the idea of an energy that flows through you and surrounds you. We've already mentioned Tai Chi and Qigong, where graceful and stylized movements are used to cultivate and circulate energy through the body. And in Chinese tradition, the energy, Qi, is seen as flowing through a series of meridians which form the basis for the practice of acupuncture and shiatsu. This energy is also worked with by practitioners of martial arts like karate and aikido. Qi is seen as surrounding and engulfing you, and this idea underlies the practice of feng shui, the art of placement, where you arrange your living environment to encourage the even flow of energy through your home. In India, the energy is referred to as prana, and the focus is on the chakra system, a series of energy centers along the length of the body, rather than meridians, but the principle remains the same. You're using movement and or meditation to balance your energy system to promote health and spiritual development. So that is one way of viewing the energy, as qi or ki in Japanese. But that's not the only interpretation. Many people prefer to see the energy as having divine origins, and may see the channeling of Reiki as drawing down divine light or divine love. This ties in more with the point of view of spiritual healers, for example, who draw down divine love from the source. But we should remember that, although Reiki does have some connections to Buddhism and Shinto in terms of its origins, Reiki is not a religious practice, and using Reiki does not require you to adhere to any particular belief system. So Reiki should be acceptable to all people, whether they have strongly held religious beliefs or no religious beliefs at all. Reiki is chi, Reiki is divine love, Reiki is both.